The Tao that can be told is not the eternal Tao. The name that can be named is not the eternal name. So, I cannot tell you what the Tao is. I cannot name it. Since I can neither tell it nor name it, should I end the sermon out and just sit down? However, there are things that I can say about Taoism, so he stuck with me for a while longer. Why am I into Taoism? Simply put, Taoist concepts come closer to expressing my current feelings about my spirituality than anything else I know. There is something that cannot be stated and cannot be named, but I sense it. For convenience, I will refer to this as Tao, as a shorthand rather than a name. Those of you who have been around here for a number of years have heard the progress in my quest for understanding. My first service was on Buddhism. I still treasure many messages of Buddhism as a way of life, especially the Eightfold Way. But after a while, something was missing for me. It did not address the big questions of what it is all about. Next, I reported on my spiritual journey, starting with discovering of Unitarianism way back in 1947. I then took a side trip, trying to understand what Jesus could possibly mean for Unitarian Universalists, resulting in another service and a book. My investigation into God as a verb started me on a new line of thought. Names are misleading. If you attach a name to something, you think you know something about it. However, a verb does not have a name, so God remains nameless. Each of these services represented a progress report on my evolving thoughts and feelings. Increasingly, I felt that there is something beyond me. This is most strongly initiated by viewing the splendid night sky as seen from a very dark location, which is a rarity these days. This rekindled my interest in stargazing. Looking through my telescope, I marvel at the splendor of a nice open cluster, and just browsing the Milky Way lifts my spirit. I cannot believe that all of this vast universe is just for us humans. I am filled with awe. Pictures from deep space will do it also. Great art or music, at the top of a high mountain, a majestic waterfall, fall colors on a sunny day. Think about your own sources of awe. Awe has become an important part of my spirituality. For me, awe opens a gateway to feeling that there's something more, well beyond me. Was there another way to express these evolving thoughts? Taoism seems to provide just such a way. Do I believe in the Tao? Absolutely not. It is beyond a question of belief. You sense it. You feel it. While Taoism comes close, I'm still continuing my quest for understanding for answers where answers cannot be put into words. As I've stated before, once we stop asking and seeking, we become spiritual zombies. The text that is most often connected to Taoism is the Tao Te Ching. Tao is usually translated as the way or path. Da is virtue or power. Jing means classic book. Now, da is not virtue in the sense of morality. The Tao Te Ching is divided into 81 short chapters. However, these divisions are arbitrary. One translator divides the book into 196 sections. The conventionally ascribed author is Lao Tzu, which means something like wise old man. There is a marvelous myth with many variations about how the book was written. Here is one of the shorter ones. Lao Tzu was the chief librarian of a small kingdom. He sensed that his work was done and that war was coming. So he got on an ox and headed west. The gatekeeper at the western boundary recognized Lao Tzu and asked to be enlightened about the Tao. Lao Tzu declined. The gatekeeper insisted that he stop and at least write something down. Lao Tzu obliged and some hours later had written a 5,000-character book. Lao Tzu then rode off into the West and was never heard from again. Other legends include Lao Tzu interacted with Confucius on one or more occasions. Most current scholarship discounts all of the above. There's no certainty about when the book was written or by whom. Many scholars think that it came together over many years as a compilation of the thoughts of many people. There are repeated passages in the Tao Te Ching supporting the idea of a compilation, as it is very unlikely that a single author would have had that much repetition. The compiling occurred perhaps between 300 BCE and 200 CE. Most scholars think that Lao Tzu was not a real person, but rather just a name for the collection of ideas and thoughts for many people. The Tao Te Ching certainly did not create Taoism. Even the legend, just given, indicates that the Tao was around before the book. Some of the ideas in the Tao Te Ching had been around for 500 years or more. Some of the Ur sources include the I Ching, which is the Book of Change, and the concepts of yin and yang. There are other authors contributing to Taoism. The best known one is Zhuang Zi, who may have been a real person. We met him in the second reading. His work is in a very different style with many stories. Some of his writing is hard to understand, at least by me. There are numerous translations of the Tao Te Ching into English. A best translation is not possible. The book was written in Old Chinese, where many of the characters are no longer used or have different meanings now. In addition, one character has different meanings in different contexts. No single translation will do. I've read many translations, gaining understanding from most. Some translations are so different in many places that it's hard to believe they are from the same source. One commentator has even said that it is difficult to translate the Tao Te Ching into modern Chinese. One open question, with different translators giving different emphases, is this: was it written as instructions for rulers, or for individuals, or both? There are passages that are clearly addressed to a ruler. Some translators suggest that even the passages that are apparently addressing a ruler should be taken as applying to ruling yourself. I agree. The Taoist writings must be redacted by the reader for today's culture, since the writings assume the society of their times, which was highly structured, very classist system, with everybody knowing their place and role and with absolute rulers. There is no standard interpretation. Each reader finds her or his own understanding, with frequently changing upon further readings, rather like Unitarian Universalist thoughts. I will briefly mention some spin-offs from the philosophical branch, which is the classical Taoism, and what I'm talking about today, that had no deity or prayer. Two other main branches developed later. The popular or religious branch, with temples, priests, rituals, prayer, and deities, and the physical or healing branch of Tai Chi and Qigong. When Buddhism reached China and later Japan, there was a merger with Taoism that became Zen Buddhism. So here we go. The Tao is without form and is ineffable. You cannot describe it, as any description puts a limit on it. It cannot be compared to anything, as that also limits. It is the source. Just as my God is a verb service, the Tao should perhaps be considered a verb, such as sourcing. One way to view the Tao is as potential. Potential for everything. Or as the Tao Te Ching puts it, therefore, all things arise from Tao, and by Da they are nourished. It takes only an hour or two to read the entire Tao Te Ching, but 2 decades is not enough time for reading it. By this reckoning, I have about 18 more years of study. As I read and study more, I know less. This is good, Knowledge is bad, according to the Tao Te Ching. To know that you do not know is highest. To know, not know, but think you know is flawed. And Zhuang Zi says, knowing that knowing is unknowable is true perfection. While we could properly look at all sections of the Tao Te Ching, there's obviously not enough time. Here are some selections that are the most meaningful for me, with more quotations from the Tao Te Ching. The most interesting concept for me is Wu Wei, which is variously translated as acting without action, non-striving, or detached action. Have you noticed that often, the harder you try to do something, the worse the outcome? Work that comes easily and automatically makes things happen. We have this passage. Tao abides in non-action, yet nothing is left undone. Practice non-action. Work without doing. We saw Wu Wei in the story of the butcher in the second reading. Wu Wei happens in many organizations. Some things just seem to get done almost as if they happen by themselves. For others, things, a committee is formed, meetings are held, perhaps a survey is taken, and then the result is often nothing. Sound familiar? Yielding is good. You do not need to be out front. Tao Te Ching states, yield and overcome. Soft and weak overcome hard and strong. Yielding is the way of the Tao. Water illustrates how the soft will eventually overcome the hard. It is a metaphor for the Tao. The following passage illustrates this. The highest good is like water. Water gives life to the multitude of things and does not strive. Under heaven, nothing is more soft and yielding than water. Yet for attacking the solid and strong, nothing is better. It has no equal. The weak can overcome the strong. All life is a round trip, born, living, dying, and then returning to the source, which is Tao. And thus, the multitude of things rise and fall while the self watches their return. They grow and flourish and then return to the source. Returning to the source is stillness, which is the way of nature. Tao is like a river flowing home to the sea. The ideas of water and returning are connected. Just like the Tao, water always returns to itself. Desire is a bad thing in Taoism. We find many passages illustrating that. Those who know they have enough are rich. It is more important to see the simplicity, to realize our true nature, to cast off selfishness and temper desire. Know when there is enough. Women. Many translations of the Tao Te Ching use he, but Chinese does not attach gender to the third person singular, so she is just as good. In places, the role of women, or the yin principle, is held superior to yang, the male principle. We have this passage. The valley spirit never dies. It is the woman, primal mother. Her gateway is the route to heaven and earth. Can you play the role of a woman? Know the strength of a man, but keep a woman's care. The female overcomes the male with stillness. Being and non-being, existence and non-existence. These are big questions in many philosophies. The importance of non-existence is well illustrated by this passage. 30 spokes share a wheel's hub. It is the center hole that makes it useful. Shape the clay into a vessel. It is the empty space that makes it useful. Cut doors and windows for a room. It is the holes that make it useful. Therefore, profit comes from what is there, usefulness from what is not there. The idea of negative space in art also reflects this. What I feel is out there, well beyond me. It can be called Tao as a shorthand. I've obtained many valuable insights and lessons from Taoism, which I've added to the other sources of my developing spirituality. This sermon, of course, touched only the surface. Hope they've gotten some sense of what the Tao is and will want to explore it in greater depth yourself. See me if you want the names of my favorite translations. Perhaps we should start a study group.